No, so to me, right? So my routine is I watch a little bit of the Twitch. I think of topics 30 minutes fucking before, right? 30 minutes before the actual fucking podcast. And then afterwards I jerk off and then
What?
do a cold shower. So dude, no, it's real, it's real. So that's my daily
Okay.
routine, man. It's like I actually like jack off and then, watch something, right? Yo, Grievous, thanks for the raid, Giga Chat raid. Thanks. Thank you. Yo, honestly, just for you, Grievous, I'm gonna play this
He's
fucking
linking
alert, man.
Ukraine to help Ukraine.
Some happy birthday.
Frank Frankino,
Young
thank you
Lord.
so much.
Dude, just for you, I play that alert. Okay, fucking
Thank
Grievous,
you,
man.
man.
You deserve it. Barry deserves it. Anyway, so again, dude, my weekly routine when it's podcast. So eight, I get on my chair, right? I just watch like random clips, and then next, right? Like after watching like people on Twitch, I think of like fucking topics. Then I fucking jerk off. And then do a cold shower, basically.
Why that?
Dude, I also don't fucking know why. Okay. Like, I'm the worst person to like actually ask why that is my fucking routine. Dude, I don't know why. I mean, maybe just for like some reason they meet, I don't know, maybe there's just some random, fucking energy behind it, or like, random
Energy.
something that I could
Juice and
Yeah, that I could just like use, right? Because, man, like, dude, honestly, like, actual jerking off gives me like good vibes. I don't know why. It releases
yeah, it's
all.
like you release all like the stress and everything going on in the week, man.
Yeah, dude,
That's
exactly. No,
that's how you maintain positive vibes.
yeah,
It's happened. I'm talking
that.
about jerking off. Fucks this bro.
No,
Hello.
dude, that's how I wiggle. Not wiggle, but like that's how I avoid wiggling, rather. You know what I mean? And you already
God,
know
so you
when
see the wiggle human and you beat your dick.
Yes.
Dude, I mean, at least, I don't go into like Twitter, tag some partner streamer and then, do my weekly, I mean, I won't say it because fucking MX is already. Fucking
Don't
F.
say a move.
No.
No.
Anyway, dude, very podcast episode fucking, 51, man. Bro, sheesh.
Ish. Wow.
Sheesh. No. But,
Damn.
dude, okay, hear me out, right? Just because somebody asked, bro, I have to pay attention to it. Frank, have you ever jerked off while you were in a call with the homies? Dude.
I don't know the answer, actually.
I
Like
mean,
yesterday, right?
that'd be scary, dude.
dude, okay.
On call.
No, like, I know. Okay, hear me out. Oh, hear me out. I'll only discuss this because somebody that's here also knows about it. So,
You
back when I
forgot
was, like, fucking in.
Mom?
Mom? The back when I was, like, actively, fucking participating on, like, Beef's Discord, right? So me and Trevor were sitting on it, and then the person that I fucking won't name, okay,
Oh, I know who you're talking about
there's a person that I won't fucking name, okay, but if you want to know who the person is, he fucking got hacked into playing your somebody fucking else's game, and it's a fucking virus. That's all that I'm gonna say. It's an actual meme now. What dude,
I clicked that link. I clicked that link.
You
Oh man.
clicked it, you
Wait, you
dumbass.
really
Bro,
did?
like. Bro, like, okay, look. I didn't expect anything, like, more by this link. Like, I thought it was him for a fact. Like, I did not expect like, this motherfucker to get hacked.
Yeah.
And, like, I see what the thing was, and I'm like, oh, this cunt definitely made this game, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's no way, like, So I clicked that shit. I didn't open the EXE file. I did download it, but then, I
Yeah.
removed it straight up after, but. Someone did try to log into my PayPal the other day, so I don't know, bro. I think I'm kind of fucked.
You know what turned me off on that fucking thing? It's like, hey, I created a new game, blah, 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 blah. And then I saw the lol. The motherfucker, I know this dickhead does never, ever says the word lol in his fucking messages.
No one does.
Like, dude, if you ever say lol in your fucking message, dude,
You're bot.
I mean, that's a perfect L. But anyway, dude. So, dude, me and Shervo and that other guy that I won't fucking name, right? So, dude, one time, me and like fucking Shervo were just talking, and then this g other guy, right? He says, oh shit, I'm on a call. I'm just jerking off with the homies on a call. I was like, bro, how do you do that when literally we're fucking talking here?
Yeah, it's like, oh, I wasn't muted. I'm like, bro, hello. Like, are
Yeah.
you fucking serious? The
That's
guy's
like
really just baiting his fucking mate. Crazy.
like the support.
Yeah, dude, that's the worst thing ever. It's like, bro, you first and foremost, you fucking got hacked into thinking, like us thinking it was actually like your fucking game. Second, bro, like imagine, right? Dude, imagine how far would you be able to, like, actually jerking off with, like, fucking, with the homies on the call? It, like, it's not even an actual, like, fucking group meeting. You know what I mean? Like, anyway.
Well, have you ever watched porn with the homies?
Oh.
No.
No,
Oh,
really?
wait,
no.
have you?
Oh man, that must be like a generation thing. Yeah.
Well, like
What?
if it's like
We would
they
watch
send
like
you a
weird shit.
clip. They like send you like a funny clip of like a porno, like I guess, but like not really like sitting down. You're on fucking Discord VC like the boys right now,
No.
stroking your shit. Like you're fucking
Yeah.
doing Tanami on Pornhub or some shit. Like no, never that shit.
No, I did it with a homie. We just like watched a bunch of like weird shit,
Okay.
like, and like I don't know, it wasn't anything crazy.
I need the same blanket I have. It's not a type of life I like to share, but
Wait, so I mean, okay. I
people.
mean, this podcast is all, but this podcast is all the delay, the rail gone. I apologize. This is your first time, but
No, it's fine, it's fine.
it's all.
I've been seeing it for a while, so I'm not sure about it.
I mean, we're
This
already
was fine.
derailed, so might as well do it on a train wreck. No, like, I mean, dude, it's like, do you ever like share those like fucking pornos on the like the cell phone and like, you're going on a field trip with the homies and then you share it with, and
Okay, on
like
a
other.
field trip, that's out of pocket, bro. What the hell?
No, like, dude,
What?
no,
Field trip? You in sixth grade? What? I don't.
no, cause, dude, so, no,
Someone just peeks over.
dude, so someone in like.
Pull out your cock in your hand, like, oh.
Oh, but dude, like, I mean, honestly, man, like, in some point, like, I would love to like fucking imagine that you can actually like jerk off with people actually like listening to you, or having listened to your reactions. I don't know, man. I mean, if it's easy for people, like, dude, I'm all for it. Fucking group meeting all you want, fucking do it. But if you can't, hey, dude, all the way, do it solo, okay? If ever you do it solo, do it. Anyway, dude,
This
can't.
conversation started with you telling us how you almost got banned.
Yeah, because I had fucking porn site on my incognito tab, and I almost showed that porn site. Not gonna lie, fucking stupid, dumbass person.
It's like even though those ads, dude, you'll get like some random like dildo ad or some shit. Like if you don't have your ad blocker on, you just normally on the website. Like there's this website called VLR, just to like for all the Valorant tournaments. There's the esports part of it. I just randomly opened to check it. Like, luckily, like it was on full cam or something on stream, and I got like that ad was there. I was like, that almost got me banned, dude.
Dude, just like imagine, right? Dude,
I've showed it like 7 times on stream and I haven't gotten banned.
Dude,
I'm not going.
Maybe
I don't think I'm gonna try my luck.
Dude, maybe I should do. I should Tenami. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway. Yeah.
Grievous.
Or like, could you like get away, like, you know, knowing the fact there's like, you know, multiple people hard as fuck beating their dicks and you're all watching the same shit? Like, could you actually go through that? Like, could you actually, bro? Like,
think about it. Not in the same room, maybe. Maybe I can take like the headphones off and just like put me in a different space while on the same call, but like, that's not the same thing, right?
No.
Like, you have to have like.
No, bro, Mike's but, like, plan. There's a part of you that knows, bro, and, like, you get off on that, like, you're hard off that, you know what I mean?
No,
it's kind of sus.
No, because
it's kind of sus, bro, I don't know.
Imagine this, right? Because I don't know about e-boards, but, like, to me, you know, whenever somebody's behind me on, like, you know, some fucking place, and then you have to pee, and someone's, you know, literally behind you, dude, I cannot literally pee. It takes me, like, almost, like, fucking 3 minutes to like pee. Just imagine if you're jerking off. Imagine if you're jerking off. Like, how many minutes or like how many minutes more rather would you actually like take? You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, imagine, right? You're fucking at the you're in the mall, right? And then it's like the only fucking, you know, comfort room that you could actually like find. And then there's somebody behind you, and you're trying to like release it, and dude, like, it's just like, I know how, but you literally can't. It takes you like 3 minutes more. So just imagine if you're jerking off together.
Boss 7-11 yeah. The morning now.
Yeah, it would be hard.
Yeah, I changed through too many videos, right, bro.
Sheesh.
Like, you can do it.
Wait, Shervil, you said something?
Yeah, I said I changed through like a lot of videos, bro. I can't like sit down and just watch one.
Yeah,
like, it's gonna ruin the whole vibe anyways, you know?
Yeah, true. Anyway,
that's kind of why I stopped watching, because like I ended up scrolling too long, and then I was just there like with my dick in my hand for like a fucking hour, just like getting soft because I'm just like trying to find something.
And yeah, bro, you need to find the perfect
that
game,
is true
bro.
That is true.
And
the best video there is,
and then they add this a fucking Futurama porn or something. Anyway, dude,
VR different though. VR is different.
No, I don't like it. I've tried it. It's uncomfortable with the big fucking toaster on your head, you know?
Yeah.
And it's pretty rough, but I think if you, like, lay down, like, kind of, like, recline back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a little bit easier. And then, like, you have to find someone with, like, a cock that looks kind of like yours. Because, like, if it doesn't look like yours, it's you kind of get, like, taken out of it.
The immersion. It's broken.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like, wait. So you have to find, like, a fucking, you know, 8-inch Ecuadorian flaccid cock, you know, average size, is what you're saying.
Not only you have to find a good video, now you have to find a cock that looks like yours.
Yeah, that's like
that. How much time do y'all have to spare, dude? What the fuck?
Yeah, it's true. It takes a while because there's a lot of like white cocks in VR porn. It's kind of crazy. So like I'm searching for a brown one forever, man.
You're searching for like other Hispanic cocks like yours.
Yeah.
The only one that you can find is Manuel Ferrero. So anyway, dude. So I mean, I haven't introduced the guys. Fuck. So bottom left corner, dude. Fucking get.
That was the intro.
Yeah, but like, so, like you know,
if I bought a headset for VR porn, it better be better than mine.
Yeah, dude. Top Valorant person, top Valorant gamer, dude. Top 1% in fucking, what's your rank now, dude?
Mine?
Yeah. No, MX, what's your rank now?
Oh,
bronze 3. You know.
Yeah. Top ascendant player in NA. Dude, top 1%. Please welcome MXGED. Woo! Also, Raid Shadow Legends, you know, like, please fucking pay this guy now.
Exclamation mark Raid.
Yeah, we fucking love Raid, you know. If you type in my chat, I fucking love Raid, you know, everyone loves Raid. Raid Shadow Legends, okay? I fucking love Raid. Anyway.
Who doesn't?
Bottom right corner, the number one Habibi. Replace fucking Jelly Peanut as the best league.
Fuck, I don't know if that's a compliment or disrespect. Because they look, you fuck Jelly Bean up, bro.
No, like, dude, I've seen this person, man. He's like playing in fucking Immortal, but his teammates are somewhere between Iron and trying hard in fucking Valorant Unrated. Dude, fucking number one.
That's an average Immortal rank player.
Yeah. That's very much like he's number one, dude. Number one in fucking OCE region. Please welcome Shervo TV. Woo! Also, woo-hoo! Steak, please sponsor this guy. We need a code. We need the code, okay? Like for 15% breakback, okay? Shervo TV for 15% breakback, you know, Steak? Anyway.
Oh, God.
Dude. Top right corner. You already know him as the guy that, you know, his cock never shrinks on cold water with an Ecuadorian 8-inch flaccid cock. Please welcome Grievexus or Grievous. Woo! Okay, first timer on the show, by the way. This guy's a first timer, you know, I just invited him because, you know, he kind of felt bad that I kind of bitch him and my instructions were kind of unclear. Dude, number one Apex in fucking Middle East. Dude, number one Apex streamer, number one Valorant guy.
Valorant guy, yeah, nice.
Rank one in fucking Singapore servers. Please welcome Gan Solo.
Woo!
Yeah, he's the number one guy. Why? You know, because Bishop is not here. Anyway, dude. No, like
Bishop is a 16-time radiant.
Yeah. No, I mean, let's get into it because I mean we already talked about it, right? Because I mean there's two Apex players. I'm for fun, let's be honest. And then there's two Valorant players. And then there's a guy that's like the type, kind of like the tiebreaker, which plays both Valorant and Apex. So, okay, hear me out. Bro, I don't know why, but like, ever since I kind of got hooked into Apex, I don't know why I just can't touch Valorant. You know what I mean? I haven't installed on my PC, right? Like, I could play the game if I really wanted to, but like, dude, literally, I just can't. You know what I mean? Like, I literally just can't open it. I don't know why.
It's conditioned you to like boring games.
I mean, to a certain extent, okay. To a certain extent, I feel that, you know, Apex is boring to like other people, while, you know, I might feel like other stuff for like Apex or if like for Valorant, you know what I mean? When, okay, and hear me out, I only touch it like, let's say, like more or less like just a handful of games. By a handful, like I can touch it on my fingertips or like count it on my thing. Dude, like, honestly, I mean, I had fun, but like, I don't know why. Maybe it's just that I don't have friends to play with, Smoge, but I don't know, man. You guys convinced me to like open Valorant or like to, you know, to like quit Apex. I don't know.
In my personal opinion, just Valorant is way too slow for me and in turn ends up becoming more boring, honestly. I played ranked and got up to like gold, and it was just so fucking mind numbing. The matches last a long ass time. And like, I like moving really quick. Like I figured out I really enjoy movement in FPS games and moving like an insane motherfucker. In Valorant, you can't really do that unless you're like playing what, Rays?
Yeah.
Like, there's Jet too. There's Jet and
Rays, Neon, Jet.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I never got into that style of movement. Just like the launching up, died stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know, just to get out real quick. Mm-hmm. don't know, because then you just like after you do that movement, like in most like most fights, I feel like you then just like end up back into the playstyle, the same playstyle of moving really slow, trying to be very calculated, checking every single corner. It's just like, I don't know, it's just not my playstyle.
Bro, whenever I played Apex, like the one thing I fucking hated is when you just put fucking 3 different clips into someone and they're still not dead. That's like the worst part about the game. Cause like, what is this shit? Like, what?
How many you do that?
They need to die, bro. Like, it's
then
so
they also
boring.
Have a lifeline and then yeah, just keep getting it out.
But like, it also feels really good when you one clip those people, though. When you get someone's full armor and you one clip them, you hit every single shot. So it's more like gratifying. And just hitting like one bullet to someone's head and then they're just dead, or like to their body with a fucking op.
I mean, now that they nerfed Kraber also, so I don't think there's any one shot weapon in Apex currently.
Nah, Kraber's nerfed to shit. So like, even if you get a headshot,
now you get Kraber on the first. It's 100% drop rate on the first circle.
Yeah, it's dropping a lot more, but yeah, it's nerfed, so it's pretty much. Yeah. I don't know. It's useful in some cases, like from long range, and then you push a team. Like that's how you can like then push a team.
And also against like those campers that sit on gray shield at the end.
Yeah.
I feel like that Valorant can support like any play style you want. You can have the fast characters, you know, like the Rays, like boop 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 boop, you know, neon fucking running and shit. Or you can have like the slow like. Methodical players who are like, or they just focus on one taps and shit with chamber or whatever. Valorant, it has basically everything, you know. It does have those longer games and stuff, but I think that Valorant supports pretty much any play style you want, and you can switch them up pretty, you know.
Yeah,
every game, whatever.
For me, the deal breakers, like, I've grinded both. Like, there was a full season where I wanted to grind till, like, Masters in Apex. I'm still on the grind for, like, the rank on Valorant. For me, I like competitive games, but, like, Apex, as you said, like, the movement is pretty insane. I've not seen any game that has come close to the movement that Apex gives and the excitement that it gives, even if it's, like, those freaking third parties. But the deal breaker is the company, EA. Those fucking idiots don't care about the fucking game, dude.
True.
I was like 10 RR away from Diamond, okay? And then that season, they started this new... I mean, of course, they didn't start it. There was this new bug called Code Leaf or Code Wheel. So you get that, you get DC from your game. So you get DC, and if you DC from a ranked game, there's a 10-minute ban.
Yeah.
So I got DC'd 6 times in a row. 6 times in a row from a ranked match. They were like, why do you want to play a game? Just don't play the game. And I was like... And after that, I just didn't grind Apex after that.
Yeah.
And I think in terms of, like... I mean, Valorant tries to give the best. Like, their servers are, you know?
Mm.
The 128 tick rate servers and shit like that. Like, I get 3 ping. I'm basically playing on LAN. And I just feel the quality of the game is just better. I like both, though. Still can't. I don't think I can choose. I mean, if EA would let me play, I would choose Apex, but no, apparently not.
Damn, and I get the ping, 60 ping. Yeah, like even then, right? Because now that I think of it, like maybe you know, like I mean, if you're like MXGD, dude. Like fucking every day playing with his Discord kittens, like 4 or 5, you know, 4, 3, 4 of them. You know,
oh, that's why you guys like Valorant.
Bro, dude, solo
Valorant
people.
Valorant is better than any dating app at this point, dude. The stuff I see on Twitter related to the it's just unreal. I cannot believe that this exists.
No, and to somebody's point, dude, like, honestly, I know what it is, but, dude, MX actually streams more nowadays because he streams Valorant. Like, I feel like, you know, like, it's one of the best things that I've ever seen. It's like, dude.
It is addictive.
Like, it is.
I was like,
it is very addictive.
You know, and I've invited that one person on the podcast, you know, RIP. He's not on Twitch anymore. He got permed and then created an account and then got permed again. Anyway, we won't say who. But we were forcing him. It's like, go live, MX, man. It's like boring. And then, you know, we can never force him to go live. It's like, bro, I have work tomorrow. I have like school tomorrow. And then now it's like Valorant everyday streams.
Yeah. I mean, people, they're so off, like,
oh, Valorant is so bad, guys. You can't, this is so boring.
People need to learn just to fucking enjoy themselves, not be like, oh, Valorant is bad, therefore I will not watch the streams. There is so much more than just Valorant. There is so much more than just Valorant. I had a point somewhere in there, but there's a person, there's talk and all that shit. Valorant is just the vessel that I am choosing, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone has their own thing.
No. Whoever wants to go ahead. You guys decide.
No.
Okay, good. Let's go.
I was just saying, I watch Valorant streams and I don't like, I'm not watching for the gameplay. Like, I don't give a fuck about the gameplay. I want to see the streamer. So yeah, I agree with that, GG. Sure.
Dude.
Bronze traded, bro.
Bro, I'm trying to improve, bitch. I was bronze one at the, okay, so.
Wait.
This
are the game. Wait, you go from bronze three. Or go bronze one, bronze two, bronze
three. 1, 2, 3. Right? It says 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Yeah. It's an actual good progression. It's just like League that actually fucks your number up. Anyway. Dude.
I'm going to be Radiant in like 2 weeks. Trust me. It's.
I believe.
Yeah, you're fucking breathing, cunt.
I believe. Smile.
Same.
Yeah, I believe. Anyway. No, like, I mean, I have fun like watching like Valorant streamers, not gonna lie. Dude, like, I mean, I have fun like checking out, like, you know, hey, like, the, you know, maybe I could, you know, play with, you know, how people like have like this certain amount of like viewer games, so let's play unrated with like other people. But dude, like, Apex, you cannot do it. That's the only blow I have with Apex. It's like, sometimes Apex, you have to be selective of who you play. Because it's either if you're not on the same rank, right? Also, by the way, if you ever have a girlfriend and, you know, you want to fucking destroy that relationship, just queue in both together in, like, Apex. Trust. Dude, if you queue in together, you'll destroy that relationship immediately. Anyway, dude, like, honestly, you know, that's one of the pros, I guess, of Valorant is just, like, hey, you wanna chill and play unrated with somebody? Dude, play fucking
Discord kittens.
Yeah. I mean if you have Discord kittens, you know, like MXGD here, you know.
Couldn't,
like,
be me.
Yeah. It's like,
I've got so many.
Yeah. Yeah. You have so many and you can't even share it to us, and you know, everyone's still here browsing Tinder, and then yeah.
No. That's the true reason why I'm playing Valorant. I'm just gonna top frag and then all the bitches can be after me. Let's be honest.
Aware. Anyway, dude, Gon, I mean, it's like your fucking first time here in the podcast, man. What's up?
Yeah.
Like, how you been doing, man?
Good, dude. Just work, nothing much. Just a lot of work.
Yeah,
I've my sleep schedule been so fucked, dude. Like, I stayed up all night just to like reach work at time.
Yeah,
dude. Bishop is here. Yeah. MX is a 50 cent of streaming. What the?
Giga chats.
He keeps saying that. I can't tell if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I mean, trendsetter, baller, man. Dude, like, I mean, honestly, man, dude. I mean, I've been seeing you stream, man, a lot, and I just want to know, like, you know, I mean, it's a usual question, duh, but, I mean, how you start streaming, man? Like, yo.
It was actually, So, like, I mean, of course, all of us, I'm sure most of us started gaming since, like, a while. But I was, like, a PS4 console boy. So, I used to only play, like, single-player games. The max, the only FPS I can remember is COD. That's it. Nothing more than that.
Yeah.
And then I still remember, like, very clearly. I was just scrolling through YouTube. And I saw Rice Gum playing Fortnite when it was new. Like, it was, like, the first season, not the season zero, season one. And it was, like, you know, all those weird videos, every kill, you know, that still happened, blah, 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 blah. And I was, like, yeah, what is this game? Let me try it. And that was my first proper VR FPS that I played on PS4. And me as a person, I'm very competitive. Like, if there's something nice, I have to get good at it. Or I have to give it my best, at least. And that just, like, drives me. I wouldn't care. Like, I left everything. I haven't touched a single-player game since then, I guess.
Yeah.
And I kept grinding it. I got better. I was at a point. So it has skill-based matchmaking, right? Either there's arenas or not. I played it since, like, season one. And it got to a point where I used to... Like, 60% of... 60 to 80% of my lobbies were, like, PC gamers. And I was sitting there on my TV with, like, those 30 FPS and a controller. God knows what, can't build for shit. So yeah. Then I was like, you know what? This doesn't work for me. And I met a friend. And it was actually how I met Bishop. Like, I met this friend. And then he later introduced me to Bishop. And then, like, the entire group. And that's how we... I think I've told you how I became friends with Bishop. Then, so I built a PC. I got it. And... It was originally for Fortnite, but then these guys made me try Valorant. And now I'm here like, wait, I'm shit at this game. Everyone's good at this game. This can't be. And me, at the transition, like, I was a controller person. Like, I even have this cuff here with, like, those paddles and shit.
Yeah.
And you know how I type? I'll show you how I used to type on the keyboard. It's like with those two fingers, I don't have my other hand. No, and I used to look down. Oh, where God. The fuck is V? Where the fuck is C? And at this point, I have this fucking jet dashing over me. And I'm just like, what the fuck is happening in this game? So since then, I had to, like, start grinding it. And I started posting clips when I was still on console.
Mm.
And I was a very awkward, shy, underconfident person. And I started, like, wanting to go outside my comfort zone. Mm. So that's how, you know, I wanted to stream for a bit. I'm like, you know, I'm going to try.
Nice.
I tried YouTube. After like 6 months, I got depressed because it was just not it. I just didn't enjoy it. Took like a good week, 1 month break.
Yeah.
I came to Twitch. And then like, I think my timing was very lucky. And thankfully, I knew like great people. Like Bishop introduced me to you. You raided me once. Mm. Then I got like another raid. And then this Australian community and it was the timing was just too perfect. Like, I got COVID. I was like really mad about it. So I just decided to start streaming every day. Battlefield 2042 was new. You know, I was like, you know what? Let me try it. And then this Australian community, the streamer's name is Trigger. He raided me with like 65 people.
Nice.
And that was in few weeks into my Twitch. And then within 1 month, I got affiliated. And then I saw
Giga Chad.
It went right. Yeah.
W.
Dude, I mean, I have like a couple of questions. I mean, first, like, does Bishop still like message you? Because like, he stopped messaging me when I gifted him like 4s of 5.
Yeah.
And then second, it's like,
dude, I mean,
dude,
he's my IRL friend, dude.
No, I'm kidding. Okay, but
you scammed your ass, Frank. You fucking scammed your ass.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. Fucking
easier. Dude, get scammed.
This motherfucker is like, bro. It's like, man. You know, I like this Bishop. I had extra funds and it was like Steam sale, right? And I saw like 4s of 5 like on sale. And I know someone specifically on my chat was like, dude.
Should I buy like Forza or like maybe I should try like F1, you know? Maybe I'll be the max. Yeah. That cheater, I don't know. Anyway, so maybe I'll be the next max. And then, bro, like,
next time, it's like I never saw him again. It's like I never saw him in my chat. And then, dude, he's
even
like,
we didn't see him in Discord for a while.
Yeah, it's like fucking playing Forza or something. And then it's like,
dude, look at this pav bhaji that I, you know, it's like what I cook, man. It's like,
dude, it's like, it never ended anywhere. And then, I mean, but this is the real question, right? I mean, you know, how, and this always crossed my mind because, I mean, I always like talk to like people like, you know, Australians and like fucking some people in EU, you know, some parts of it. But like, how hard is it to be like, you know, it's not in the middle of like nowhere, but like, you know, you're in India and then it's a pretty big country as well, right? So how do you like feel about, you know, that you stream in India and everything, you know what I mean?
It's very like Twitch is not very popular in India, at least till now. Like, we don't even have Prime Gaming. I actually just had a conversation with someone, like when I talk to people in like the people I know in NA or whoever, and which is basic shit, right? I just realized, dude, when I talk like this, it sounds like third world country, dude, which it isn't. Like, that it's pretty good. Yeah. But then I was like, why do we not have like this like basic ass shit that this should be there by default?
Yeah.
But apparently, like, I know a few Argoners here and like a few people in the tech industry. So the deal with Twitch coming to India, it's been in the works for the longest time, apparently. And this year, it might just finally go through. And Twitch will like officially be in India. They'll have like proper represent, you know, like how basically Twitch is. There'll be a proper Twitch India and stuff like that. Then maybe it'll be a little more popular. There's still a lot of people, like, because I've come across, like, a lot of Indians through, like, even random people's chat that I, like, the streamers I watch. So it's there, but it's, like, a niche market here. People prefer YouTube more, I guess.
Yeah.
Not prefer, they're just on YouTube. Yeah, there is one, but I think it's just, like, a...
Yeah, it's a community base.
Yeah, it's, like, just, yeah, it's just a community. Got to know through some people. Apparently, it's just gonna happen this year, hopefully.
Nice.
Then we can finally have Prime Gaming, I guess.
Do you know who the biggest Indian streamer is right now?
His name is the name biggest? Bishop.
Man. he is. Fucking Giga Chat. biggest Indian streamer. I mean, I don't know in numbers, but there are a few, like the two big orgs right now that have very famous like content creators and pro players. And it's a lot related to Valorant, because like CS was and is still very popular here. So that's why, you know, that audience shifted to like Valorant. Apex is gaining more popularity now. But so it's this organization called VLT and then GE, Global Esports.
Nice.
These two have the most popular names right now. And they have good numbers on YouTube. It's just that for me, like when I made the switch, the whole reason was I never felt like the difference for me on Twitch and YouTube was very big, like in terms of community. I don't think, even if YouTube gives you like 10 times the amount of money for streaming on the platform, I don't think they'll ever get the community and the vibe that Twitch has.
Agree.
And that was like a deal breaker. That was like, you know what? This is just way better.
Yeah. Because like, to me, dude, like one of the biggest things that, you know, I mean, hear me out, right? So, I mean, I think me and Only God have it, but I mean, pretty much everyone like speaks like English. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's not like there's like Australian English or like, you know, like fucking, I don't know, NA English, right? Like there's nothing like about, you know, anyway. So it's like people basically like have this notion of people, you know, using second language, and then sometimes, you know, since you come, let's say even me, right? You know, coming from like the mod, like Philippines is still a third world nation, right? Maybe like fifth now, because, you know, let's not get into politics. But dude, like, honestly, like, it actually, like, it, you know, I feel happy that other people that's like not, you know, not in NAAU or like other bigger communities, especially like Asians, are like streaming, because that for me is like a big W. It's like, dude, Asia's so big, but everyone's like, yo, NAU, you know? I like that people are actually, like, you know, getting other exposure, and not just other exposure, but, like, you know, being in the community. Not just because, you know, I won't say exotic, but, like, you know, to disconnect other people's kind, people still don't know about, like, Asians, right? It's like...
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, the more popular streamers are from that, like, when you say popular streamers, the yeah. region is this. Like, you know, a lot of EU and NA streamers. I mean, they do have reach, like...
You're gonna realize, most of these people, they stream on Facebook, they stream on TikTok, so we will, like, never know how many of these people, like, genuinely stream, right?
Yeah.
Because they have more, what's it called, growth and more exposure being on TikTok, Facebook, and all that shit. Because that's where their platform is compared to Twitch.
Agree.
Facebook has a streaming?
Wait. Yeah. Dude, did y'all know LinkedIn has a streaming?
Wait, LinkedIn?
Yeah. Oh,
wow. What's the point of that?
Because I was researching multi-streaming, and then I saw one option as LinkedIn, and I'm like, LinkedIn has a streaming platform? Like, what are you streaming on LinkedIn? PowerPoint presentation?
Interviews?
That's what they're using. A lot of companies.
PowerPoint presentation? Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe it's just that, but like, I don't understand why a multi-streaming platform will like the software would give an option for LinkedIn, like, who the fuck streaming on LinkedIn, dude?
It
could be this one Giga Chad who got like a deal from LinkedIn and is the only guy streaming and getting all the money.
Or like some CEO shit, bro. Like,
stream your resume, you know, and, you know, fucking Bishop is there and saying install AnyDesk. Anyway, I'm kidding.
You should stream your job, and then people will watch it and be like, that's a good worker right there. Boom.
Yeah,
you get hired.
Yeah.
Doing fucking Excel.
Apparently,
shit.
Social media.
Ninja's switching his platform again. If you all saw.
Again?
Yeah.
Four times.
Now this guy's getting it twisted.
No, he lost partner on Twitch.
No, apparently, like, there was this very weird like clip. Like, I've not seen his streams in forever. But like, I saw this one clip of him acting like, you know, he's like mentally destroyed after one like game of, he like quits in the middle of Fortnite and shit like that, and then just goes offline and says, I don't know when or where I'll be back.
Yeah.
And then like people started, like even his friends like started hyping it up, and then it just seemed fake. And then they removed him, like he's no longer a partner, his profile picture has gone from Twitch and stuff.
Bro, so, I should
either Mixer Part 2 or YouTube, I guess.
Maybe I should get that Ninja name. What if I get, you know, hey,
the, what?
I'll
the Ninja deal.
No, I'll switch my name to Ninja.
Oh,
that'll work.
You're trying to take his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like Ninja and partner on Twitch, unverified on Twitter. Wait, he's unverified on Twitter as well? What the hell?
Yeah.
No, in Twitch, they'll probably prevent him, say it's like reserved for partners or something.
Yeah. But dude,
if he's unverified on Twitter, that's like some scandal shit going on then. Like,
oh, then it might just be. It says.
This
his banner is time out instead of his brand time in, which I. Whatever.
Yeah.
User not found. No, he's still verified. It just says user not found instead of his name, which could just be him putting it as user not found.
Imagine if he gets his own streaming service.
That is very possible. I mean, man's fucking rich. Yeah, he is.
He's getting the bags. You know what I mean? Like, dude, so hear me out, right? So, I mean, what if, I mean, but diet blue. My hair? No. It doesn't stand down. Togo, I like you, but it really doesn't stand. It's only standing now because it's fucking, you know. Anyway. Dude, like, if Ninja starts his own streaming platform, dude, this guy is a multi-millionaire or billionaire right now. Right? Yeah. Like, he's actually fucking rich. And, dude, honestly, I respect the bag. Like, you know, if you can't get the bag, you can settle it, go for it. You know, I respect that hustle. But then...
that was no issue.
But then, I mean... dude, like, the one and only thing is, like, this is, like, gonna be, and if it happens, right? Dude, it's gonna be, like, his fourth transfer. Like, what is his fan base gonna think? It's like...
fourth as in? Like, it was Mixer and then back to Twitch, right? How fourth?
Yeah, so, Twitch, and then Mixer, and then back to Twitch, and then...
oh, like that, okay, yeah.
Another,
now, yeah,
you know? It's like...
I took Ninja's masterclass. Why?
That shit was goofy.
Yeah, I mean,
think about it though. Mixer didn't even succeed with Ninja. If he started at his own thing,
Mixer had Ninja and Shroud.
Like, yeah,
it wouldn't work. It really wouldn't work. You'd have to pay so many streamers to come on his platform, and he has to get a viewership. Mm-hmm. Where's the money going to come from? You know, like, what, he's going to be the only person streaming on that website.
Yeah,
like, what, he's maybe going to pull like 10k viewers. Like, even when he went to Mixer, bro, like, yeah, the first month was good. Bro, like, what, 2 months later, motherfucker, like, kind of fallen off in terms of him being on Twitch.
You can't expect, like, those many people to switch to a platform just for one person. Or max two. Like, that's a lot of... people won't even, like, nowadays download an app to do something. Like, you know, they don't even want to put that many clicks in.
Maybe, but maybe
a lot
not.
Of clicks.
Yeah. Because it has to be, like, a lot of clicks. That's the first one, right? Because, I mean, we have a coding guy here, you know? Like, he actually codes. So, you know, like, the thing is, if that, like, platform would have to, like, succeed, the number one thing is its algorithm has to be better on, like, Twitch, right? And then, if ever, like, that's a thing... aside from the algorithm and the platform being better, bro, would you ever, like, think about it this way. Would you leave an actual big pond to go to a small pond and become the big fish? But, you know, like, you'll become no one again because, you know, it's going to be another thing for discovery. You know what I mean? Because that's the other thing, right? I mean, yes, Twitch allowed people to, like, you know, not multi-stream, okay, but like stream in other platforms nowadays.
Mm.
But and to a certain extent, if Ninja actually, right, does on his own platform, that's good for him, sure. But like, what business does it bring? Like, you know, you have to count.
Yeah,
the
like,
returns.
Why would you search? Yeah, exactly. Oh, unless like he's giving like mad incentives.
Yeah, it's like, bro, like. Especially like
for them making the switch is no issue because they are getting money either ways. It's literally not causing them any issues.
Yeah, but what fans? Yeah, I agree with someone that you know with Killer, you know Immortal Killer said in chat. What fan base does he have left? You know what I mean? Like his channel is on sub mode and usually get you know, like fucking gets like one chatter every like 30 seconds or something.
The 10-year-olds, dude. Yeah, oh, dude. Just read that chat. It is so cringe.
Yeah. And then the way I think about it now is if ever that he's transferring to, like, you know, another platform, like, people are going to get even more confused. Because it's like, you're already there on, like, this platform. Why are you going to transfer back to, like, another one? Yes, you know, you've ranted about Twitch sucking, but you're already here, so it's kind of at least the best of all odds. But if you switch,
I mean,
what
even
what
if
is doing?
Twitch is sucking and the other platform is as big as YouTube, even someone like Tim the Tatman couldn't pull all his viewers there. And that man used to get, like, 40-50k just on just chatting, doing nothing. His max I've seen in his initial first year was 30k on Warzone. That's it. Yeah. I've not seen his recent stream, so I don't know the numbers. Sounds like personal theming site donation without percentage cut sounds good, but isn't don't we get the entire amount of donation? I don't think donation has a cut, right?
Some on of PayPal. On PayPal, it takes like a small
part. PayPal, maybe, yeah.
Not much.
Yeah, exactly.
2%. Yeah. He was a 60k Andy of the regardless. Yeah, exactly. Like, if a person like that, like, people used to watch him for him, dude, not for his gameplay.
Yeah.
Not for him falling and dying everywhere. Like, legit just him. And if a person like that can't pull, person like him, Ninja, Shroud, if they can't pull all of his viewers to a, even an established site, I don't think you, the mid streamers are gonna, like, suffer in this.
Yeah. Yeah, we need MX's base opinion, because, you know, this is base Giga Chat, his base Giga Chat moment. Ready? Pause, champ?
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's, the whole other platform things, like, it's good for competition and stuff, but is it really necessary? I think Twitch is gonna always be the top fucking thing, and nothing will ever overtake it. Things will just slowly die out while Twitch has the upper hand, because why would you switch? Why would you, you know? Unless you're getting paid to switch, no one's gonna switch.
True.
Like, if Shervon switched to, like, YouTube and they allowed it to, you know, in that, you know, Stake would have him put his fucking code for, like, 50% breakback, dude, he would go for it 100%.
I would never get a sponsor on Gamba.
Really?
But I would never switch to YouTube either, bro. Fuck that. Yeah. Like, I just don't, I wouldn't enjoy switching to YouTube. Like, I watch people on Twitch. I'm going to stay on Twitch, you know? Like, I've been on this platform for ages. There's no point.
I got depressed after streaming on YouTube for like 6 months. I was just like, it's just not fun, dude. Like, people came in, like, the people who came in my chat was so annoying. Like, they were just like, I don't know. It, like, so in Hindi, okay, I'm just going to translate it in English. They're like, why aren't you playing PUBG Mobile, you know? Like, why are you not talking in Hindi? Like, I don't know, bro, dude. It's by default. If you want, I'll talk to you in Hindi. I have no problem. But, like, just by default. Just don't, like, fucking pester me between my games, dude. And they have nothing of value to say.
Yeah. Why are you not speaking in Telugu or Tamil, man? Like, I'm kidding. But
I've had so many languages.
I mean, think about this, Ray, right? Like, if Grievexus gets a sponsor to, like, transfer to, like, YouTube, 100% this dickhead will do it.
No, I won't. I mean, if I got banned and had to go to YouTube, it'd be different, because, I don't know, I feel like the chat culture could be a little bit better there now, because there's 7TV and BTTV has, like, implemented their, like, emotes over there. Which
but
is
nobody
like,
uses them.
Nobody uses them. Nobody even knows what they are.
Yeah. I mean, there's some streams that use them, but they're, like, a lot of streams don't. That's true.
Yeah, but imagine trying to find some viewers that know how to do it, you know? I really thought the discovery
on YouTube would be better when I, like, went into it than Twitch.
Yeah.
And what I heard from the people who I knew streamed here. But I just never got the response. And it's like, I don't know what the word is, but, like, I would call it, like, streaming format that we do. You know how we do, like, podcasts, like, Frank does this podcast, you do Just Chatting, you make music on stream, you code on stream.
Yep.
Like, you can't do that on YouTube. That just won't work. Anything that's, like, not mainstream won't work.
Their UI with fucking streaming is terrible. Like, they're just pushing videos. They're not really, like, set up like how Twitch is to find streams. You know what I mean? It's really easy. That's like the whole focus of Twitch too, is streams. All these other companies, they're just implementing streaming into their website and then saying like, go do it.
Yeah.
But like Twitch, that's all it is streaming. And I think that's how they're winning. And it was built for that. And all these other fucking companies want a piece of the pie because they know they're making fucking millions.
Twitch has had years to actually master, like, the live streaming thing, and everyone's just way behind. So it's you know, unless someone comes up and does the dedicated platform for streaming and they do it better than Twitch, like, it's going to be, you know.
I mean, everyone is focused on what Twitch is not doing, and they are trying to do that, like YouTube and everyone, YouTube giving you 70% or 50. But I still think even after all those incentives, I don't think it's just gonna, like, the culture, that culture part would be the right word, would never transfer.
Right.
That's like 100%. I don't think
YouTube has always been there for making videos and uploading them. Like,
it's live like streaming.
Yeah,
no one does it better.
Everyone's known for that. Yeah, straight up. I mean, you could say Twitch is cringe and all that shit. Like, yeah, like, there's a lot of issues on Twitch right now. Fucking motherfuckers getting dicked down on stream 7 days, showing a cock. Yeah, man, like, hello. But, like, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, anyone in their right mind who would get a, you know, offer to get, like, 60k a year to stream on YouTube, they're going to take it no matter what. Like, that's like,
true.
You're getting paid more than Twitch, you know, like, maybe not, you know what I mean, but, like, if any of us got an offer for, like, fucking 60k a year, hey, we running that shit, hey. You're telling me you want to stream for fucking 60k a year for 4 hours a week? Hey, you're doing that shit. Don't give me that bullshit. Even though, you know, YouTube sucks. You're taking the bag.
Speaking of 60k, I mean, there's another issue that happened this week, man. It's kind of like cringe that, you know, I mean, I don't know, man. This is just like LSF stuff. So might as well, you know, full send it. Dude.
We talking about Frosty versus Nade?
Yep. Here we go. Dude.
Or 100 thieves.
Imagine, right?
100 thieves. Yeah.
85 thieves, bro.
Imagine if, like, you know, you got like 60k a month. And of course, like, less the expenses, you know, you got like 30k. So imagine you get 30k a month to, like, stream, right? And you only did like 40 hours a month. Okay. Calculated, that's almost like 2 hours, 2.5 hours a day. It's like, bro, and you're getting paid to, like, actually, like, stream, right? And do content. Like, just imagine, right? Even like the deals that they pull back with all this that's happening, and you get to keep, like, some of, like, the 65% of the revenue from the sponsorship, bro. Like, just imagine, right? And not just that, but, like, picking a home that's like 10k as well, and not like the 5k and almost like any other, you know, home that you could take, because you really wanted a 10k home. So, dude, like, that's just fucked on, like, his end. It's like, it's either like the lazy ass, or, like, I don't know, man.
I just have one opinion. Like, I would have done it for free just for the name. Like, that's a, forget being a T1. 100 Thieves is on the top, dude, as an organization. Like, bro, I'm like sacrificing my sleep and doing this shit for free more than 40 hours a month, dude. Yeah. Why the fuck will I not do that? You give me 5k, I'll do that, dude, for 100 Thieves. What?
That's just... be making the stuff that you get from, like, subs and donations and shit on top of that too, so it's not,
yeah,
you keep it,
like, so what's wrong?
I didn't get his point. Like, I'm sure they gave him an editor and shit also, right? Like,
yeah,
it 100 Thieves is not poor, but, like,
well, here's the problem. Okay, you can say all about that 10k house shit, but we don't know for a fact, but what we've heard is that he had to live in West LA within 15 minutes of Nade Shot's house. That was supposedly a part of his contract. And look at the prices in West LA, and you want to get a house for 4 or 5 people, of course it's going to cost you fucking 10 grand. It's not going to cost you 5 grand, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're talking about West LA here. There's a lot of money you have to put into a house. So that's one issue that, you know, it's kind of fucked, not on Frosty's part, but kind of 100 Thieves' part.
Yep.
Second of all, you can't justify a 85%
yeah
of revenue, bro.
And that 15% of revenue was split between 4 people. It wasn't just each, it was between 4 people. So what's that, 3.4% each?
Yeah,
you know, Frosty,
Classy,
I forgot the names, but all that shit.
Yeah,
like, they're getting 2.5k a month individually, right?
Yeah, individually, something for, like, and it was 2.5k for content stuff, so, like, buying podcast mics, you know, paying editors and all that shit. But that money was reprehended a month after when they made their purchases. So again, like if they had like a credit system where they could just, you know, 100 thieves would give them a credit card and they're like, okay, you don't have to pay us back in a month or what, you know, we'll pay you back in a month or whatever. That would have been a lot easier on them. I can definitely agree on that shit, but yeah, I don't know. Like,
I think there's rights and wrongs on both parts, you know, it's not like a black and white thing. And
But I would say, like, this is always mentioned in the contract, like, as I'm sure anyone would not even think twice without si before like signing that, but like I feel a lot of people just don't, like, you know, read that shit. Like, they don't just like go through it. Like, there's no point complaining about it later when you, like, you know, when you've signed it. Like, you might as well be like, and that's not just this. I'm sure there have been so many small issues or any, like, you know, in the T1, T2, T3 orgs, you know, when people just jump into contracts and then just like get stuck in contract jail or whatever. But like,
Well, the thing is, he was complaining about it like a year and a half after that whole thing ended, because what, they left 100 Thieves like a year and a half ago, and now he like decided to talk about it on Twitter. Even back then, bro, like, you gotta realize it's four fucking kids, bro, and they get a fucking big sponsorship like this. Of course they're gonna take it, you know. They
That's
kind
true.
of, you
Yeah,
know, if they
exactly.
wanted to grow, they had to take it. And
Exactly.
Loki, I did watch some of their fucking content on the 100 Thieves channel, and bro, Loki, hey, they were doing shit for them, like straight up, they were making good content, all that shit. But you cannot justify 85% 15 deal, you know what I mean? Like, and that 15% split within four people, like, that's kind of fucked.
Is
You're
that for like
talking about all this pay
sponsorships?
shit, and like you're talking about like all this phase shit as well, like that happened with TFU, like, bruh, even 80-20 was bad, and you know, nature's trying to justify 85% deal, like, nah, like, fuck out of here. Like, I never liked nature, I always thought it was a scummy fuck, but hey, that's kind of my opinion, but yeah.
Hey, Jake
My
Lucky will
favorite
go
part.
after you, dude. He likes nature, Emma.
My favorite part was like, it was like, no, actually, we paid them 85%. It's like as if it was like way better than what he actually said, but that shit was still terrible, you know?
Actually, it wasn't 95%, it was 85%. Dude, like, to me, right? It's a really messy situation on both parts.
Yeah,
Because,
that's the mistake, like you said, mistakes on both parts.
yeah, because, okay, hear me out. Dude, like, if you get signed on an org, right? I mean, yes, you have the backing, and that's the thing that you're kind of like after. Of course, right? Each and every time, you know, you're after the backing, because let's say, for example, right, you're part of an org, it's like, and someone goes after you, hey, I'm part of the org, you know, like, look at what's behind my back, you know? But the thing is, as prominent as it is, man, it's like this are, you know, and even as it is, right? And Frosty is like 20 years old. How old was he when, you know, they signed the deal, right? And of course, like, people will think like, oh, okay, like, you know, these people that do their jobs, blah 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 blah. But dude, in all reality, right, there's always a two sides of the coin. One, it's like, yes, you make these kids up, right? And then yes, they were like, you know, 100 viewer Andes, by the way. But dude, regardless of like them being like 100 viewer Andes, why would you also sign them in an org if they're if you know that's like what is on their resume? But like, second, if you're like, you know, the kid that's getting signed by an org, won't you feel a little sussy about like the deals that is being brought to you? Because
mean, you would read the, you should go to the content, yeah.
even then, it's like, you know, yes, you're excited to be signed by an org. Like, everyone is, because there's an adrenaline on it. But the bad side on it is like, you have to read what's on the contract as well. It's like, what, you know, people will think that, oh, okay, it's like, you know, like, imagine you could have put, you know, all this effort, man. But in all reality, dude, like, there's a lot of things that's also mess up. Like, what, you know, what about the money that's incoming? What they could have spent in other things, right? So imagine also like what they had to like pay one by one. So I don't know, man. But I mean, the only thing that's messed up in that situation, I guess, in Frosty's part, it's like, you know, the now it's a meme clip, basically. It's like, what, you know, proof? What proof? You know, in order for me to
yeah, like, bring proof, up in his spot.
Right? I need to bring like papers and some shit. I mean, of, sure, like you need lawyers for it, but like you don't have to like say it in that manner where it's like, yo, what proof do I need, man? It's like, what the hell are you even saying? It's like,
I mean, like in the end, the way we say that, you know, we don't know the full situation, and in that situation, if one of the parties shows more proof, like valid proof, than the other, like naturally people are gonna believe that person.
Also, showing proof goes against their NDA, so you can get literally sued for this shit. So I can understand why they didn't.
Yes.
Because, hey, buddy, you ain't gonna get sued for fucking 200k or whatever the fuck, bro. You know, you kind of can't really show proof in that sense. But I don't know, like, there's like the small parts you can, you know, show and all that. But
and even then, you're you're still under their umbrella. You know, regardless when if you attack that person,
it's gonna get fucked over.
So
do NDAs run out of time or something?
No. I'm kidding.
Huh?
Never mind.
Fuck you talking about, bro. Shut up.
Raid Shadow. Wait,
you think this is fucking JR? You think this is JRE or some shit? You got a timer or something?
No. True though.
Someone check classy street about it on Twitter.
Fucking Evan. No, but like, even then, right? Like, if you only get, you know, you get paid like, you know, $1,650 and your rent's like $2,500, you know, on, you know, as you guys said, West LA, right? And it's expensive. Bro, like, it kind of sucks in their situation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. It's just a messed up situation. Maybe there's something, you know, that can be explained. But I don't know, man. What do you think, Grievous? Because I think you're about to see something.
I just think it's weird that they even signed that deal in the first place. Like, holy shit, that sounds terrible.
Well, like, your kids, right? You know, like, I don't know, bro. Like, if you had, like, a fucking sponsorship from, like, Team Liquid or, you know, TSM, bro, like, and you're a small streamer, you're not that big, you know, you're only known for, like, YouTube content, not live stream content, which, you know, it was the case for them. You're gonna sign that shit, bro. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the name and everything behind
it. Like, go through it, at least.
How small were they when they joined, though? Like, I mean, 100. If you're in a position to get contract deal from... Are they?
They were, like, 100.
They were YouTube people, man. They used to just make YouTube content. They weren't big at all in live streaming. The whole content together was doing shit as a group. And Nature was kind of, like, shitting on them for, like... Each individual person not putting enough hours, and the whole content was going on other people's streams together, making content, you know, fucking doing like games together and shit. Like,
but there are a lot of like, even small organizations, they require a minimum of 50 hours per month of streams and stuff like that. Like, I mean, it basically, like, business point of view is like, if I'm giving you this, right, I need this in return. And he may be wrong, but he mentioned what he wants from them in the contract, and I guess that guy just didn't live up to it.
Yeah, sure. But
maybe he asked too much, but like, this is what he like. It's not like he lied about it. This is my point.
Yeah, but the thing also is if... So this is how I think about it, right? In the current situation, dude, $1,650 a month is less than minimum wage. That's how I think about it. Because... That one, bro, imagine. Sorry, someone make me laugh. Dude, imagine, right? Like, $1,650, it won't make, you know, it won't make you, like, anywhere. And then these are small guys, right? Regardless of the content that they have to put up, and regardless of, like, shitting on hard work, which we'll talk about, by the way, dude, it's gonna drain you a lot, man. Not gonna lie. It's gonna drain you a lot. And just imagine what you have to go through, right? Because even now, right, like even like other people, let's say, you know, and it's in the topics anyway, but like Pokey, right? Pokey's taking, you know, she's taking a break, you know, and her content, you know, she's gonna focus, try to focus on like just chatting and IRL content and some shit like that. Bro, like, it's gonna drain on you, even if you like work, say people work hard, like, you know, like MX's favorite person on Twitter saying you have to work hard. Bro, like, dude, like, just imagine, right? It just because you're working hard doesn't mean you're gonna make it out. There's a lot of people that work hard in Twitch and they haven't made it out. You know, there's a lot of people that puts like fucking, dude, even more hours than people I know. It's like 5, 10 hours, even 12 hours a day, and they haven't been even part of it. You know what I mean? So
yeah, there's no security on Twitch compared to like a real job, you know?
Yeah.
Like
a lot of it is luck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's one of the key reasons. It's like, dude, sometimes you just have to be lucky. You know, also Grievous is having his vegan time. You know, he's actually like enjoying it, you know. But dude, like,
what is that?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, dude, making like a month long break, right, from even like, you know, social media, content creation and shit like that, right? Dude, it's gonna be hard because even if you pull out like 5-6 videos a week and you fucking go into like YouTube and exert all your efforts there, dude, it's not a guarantee you make it out just because you pimp out like 20 videos a week, you know? So I don't know, man. It is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Girl.
What? What?
What?
No, you said bro. No. No, but it's like, you know, I don't know, man. Because even Pokey, like, said she's gonna shift focus on, like, other social media platforms, you know.
She's taking a break from streaming, or is she taking a break from, like, streaming stuff? Like, what?
Yeah, I didn't know about this. What?
She said she's gonna likely to broadcast like twice or thrice a week now. You know, because it's just the creative juices for like her content on Twitch is not there. So
playing Valorant, I don't.
Yeah, I'm playing other games, playing Among Us, esports, Omegalo. Or like Valorant.
She's made her money. She's set for life. She doesn't need to do shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and imagine complaining as a millionaire, talking about how like people in your chat will like comment on your looks, bro. You got moderators, ban them, you know? Like have a fucking VIP in the chat. You don't need to do fucking anything with your life, bro. Coombs is still gonna fucking sub to you. Like shut the fuck up. Like imagine like straight up though. Imagine fucking complaining about that. You're the face of fucking Twitch. You probably have the best you know, Twitch, you know, contract in the fucking game.
See her and, like, face and you download about Twitch, that. Dude.
Yeah, like, just, like, shut the fuck up, bro. Like, if you're really gonna complain about Twitch interaction, like, oh, we get it, you're a fucking woman. Oh, congrats, bro. You have moderators that will ban any fucking sort of Kuma behavior. Like, who gives a fuck, bro? You have the best fucking contract on Twitch. You're a multimillionaire.
Yep.
You got your fucking own makeup company. You fucking stream fucking 12 hours a week. You put less work than most content creators out there. Shut the fuck up, cunt. Straight up. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, that's all I could say, man. Like, Jesus. Dude, complaining for no reason.
Imagine, right?
He was holding it in, dude. He was holding that in since a while.
Bro.
since like you released the topics or some shit. He was just, like, waiting for it.
No, because...
I was playing for Melee, bro. I got tilted.
Yeah. He was playing Varant with his, you know, either try hard fucking unrated teammates or like, you know, people who play cop just to like fucking end.
Like, I want to see you play Val, dude. That'll be good. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Let's play Valo.
you know, 5 stack? No.
But dude, I play on NA servers, dude. It's fun.
Okay, how much ping you get, though?
190.
One.
Dude. I still top fragged. But it was unrated.
200 ping gap.
Yeah. Not gonna but lie. The only issue is I can't plant. So there's this thing called Peeker's Advantage, right? Because of the difference in ping. Yeah. So for higher ping, like it just works. It's very exploited on Valorant for some reason. Like the higher ping guy, if you peek first, like if you peek the other guy,
yeah,
there's a split second where you see him before he sees you.
Oh, that's ass.
Yeah. But that mm-hmm. like that there needs to be a big difference. So like there's this guy called Emil. He plays on like 150 ping. He plays from like I think London to like NA. He's like Radiant and shit now. He abuses that. Like, he always takes, like, if you see, he'll never hold an angle because you can't hold an angle at that ping. He just always peaks first. Yeah. But you can't plant the spike. That's the only shit. You just can't plant. It'll just, like, glitch it out.
Actually,
I know he's Russian, but doesn't he play from UK? Like, I think he plays from England servers. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah.
Like, so, the base of his servers is what I'm saying. He is Russian, of course.
Okay, back to, like, the, you know, the org topic. Would you guys ever sign to an org?
Yeah.
Depends.
If you give me money to stream, I'll do fucking anything. Yeah.
And we are doing it for free, so...
Hell yeah.
We are putting in the work any which ways. Might I'll as well make some money like
the whole day, every day. I'll do a fucking
anything. You get chat.
If you give me a salary, fuck yeah, dude.
I would love to make this like my main career, but yeah, unfortunately can't.
Yeah. Grievous?
I'm averaging 4 viewers. I'm not gonna get an org offer, you know. So
hey, you never know, dude.
I mean, it would have to be a better deal than the 100 Thieves deal, for sure. Because that seems like living like back down to like minimum wage, and I'm like the job I currently have in my living situation, I'm like I'm not down to go back to that.
Yeah.
But like if it's it was a nice house, but like still like, and I can't live with people. Like I don't know. Like if I'm living with a bunch of people, like just doing the same shit, I don't know. That'd be weird.
If it was just me, you know. Yeah. I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, yeah, like, if it's just me, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, you just stay at home where you are. You like, even if it's like a 85% contract, like we'll take it. You know,
they weren't pro. They weren't pro, right? They were just content creators.
Yep.
Yeah, they were just funny YouTube
content. They're literally just YouTube content and like Twitter people. Like that's it.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah, he's still like, yeah. One of them was like just like a big Twitter troll, apparently.
Yeah. So like,
the mob. That's all they're known for. Like as a group.
To me, dude, like, okay, right now, as it stands, okay, I'll be blatantly honest, would I sign to an org, given a chance that it's less, that they take, like, let's say 60% of what they'll, you know, what sponsorships they'll give me, probably yes, if it's only, like, 60, you know, but if it's, like, you know, upwards like that trend, maybe no. But I think for now, I'm fine alone. You know what I mean? At least I'm fine alone. Because, hear me out. If I'm going to do an org stuff, or like org stuff, you know what I mean? Like podcast with org. Bro, just imagine how many same faces I have to see every day. You know? And how much I have to like interact with them, and that's not me. I like variety of stuff. I like to have variety on the people that I interact. That's why I try to you know, at least maybe have like one main say like Grievous, and then other people it's like they come like once a month or like twice a month. I don't know, but like dude, to me right now, you know, just the tag maybe, like sure. But it has to come with, like, you know, like, appropriate costs. Because right now, dude, I stream, like, 2-3 hours. Sometimes even barely 2. You know? So, I don't think it's, like, good for a contract. I don't know, man. But if they're gonna make an actual orc merch, dude, the first thing I'll suggest is a cop sock. You know what I mean? So, and this is gonna sell.
Sock.
Yeah, dude, this is gonna sell, man. So hear me out. Everyone's like,
you have the same reaction. Dude, it's like what?
Everyone,
you're the right.
Everyone, dude. Everyone is like a gamer. Dude, they don't move in their on their chairs, right? And then they're either just gaming. Dude, if they're down bad, they have to let it out. You know, if you're down bad, you have to let it out. Everyone agree? Agree. So, dude, if I get like, you know, just imagine this. Dude, a TSM cop sock.
Dude, no.
Just imagine that. And that's okay. Even like way better. Because number one, dude, you have TSM all over it. All over your cop. And number two, it's actually really good. Because number two, it has my name on it. So just imagine like how much it would cost to like actually produce it. It's actually way cheap, probably like $15-$20. And bro,
oh, so it's gonna be like a legitimate sock, like a normal sock. It's not gonna be like made for the cum.
No,
like for the.
I mean, I'm sure if they're putting in so much effort, they'll make it like a.
It only comes in one.
I don't know.
Yeah, just sell flashlights, dude.
Yeah.
No, like, dude, even
dude, then, as mad as this sounds, it would actually sell in the Valorant community. The Valorant community is like down bad. Like there's down bad and then there's Val community.
Dude, see?
Valorant characters.
No!
Dude, imagine Reyna.
It's like those mouse pads.
Imagine Reyna, you know, with your, you know, mouse pad.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't want to, like, I don't want to know anything after Imagine Reyna.
Dude,
it's like a little purple. I'll buy that, Loki.
No,
dude, she's over 100 years old, I'm sure. Like, she's...
No, dude,
a fucking... Whoa, who said that? Who said so?
it's like... imagine this, right? Imagine Vebe's, like, mouse... You know, Vebe's mouse pad. But it has Reyna's face and body on it. Like, who wouldn't use it on the Valorant community? Dude, like, that's gonna be one of the best sellers.
Yeah, they would. I'm telling you, I was on this Discord server and they had a discussion. Apparently, like this guy in the server, he found out a website where they tell you all like the proper age and height and stuff about the Valorant characters and shit like that. And they're all discussing what's this guy's age, what's this person's age. Apparently, like Neon is 18 and shit. Viper is 20. Reyna is 24, which I cannot believe. She cannot be under 100. That is not a possibility. There's no shot.
Yeah. Dude, imagine, right? Dude, even Viper's like 30, 35 years old. Bro, if anyone's like, you know, like milfs and shit like that, dude, it's gonna sell. I'm not gonna lie. Rain is 25 to 30. Dude, he's the same age as Grievous. So just imagine Grievous using an actual mouse pad with a devilish Mexican all over like his, you know, mouse pad. Dude, he's gonna do it. Not gonna lie. Okay, and people are gonna ask, okay, what about the APG culture? Okay, we're proud of APG culture, right? Dude, we have Sage, you know. She's from China, and then she's 25 to 30 years old. So, APG enjoyers will enjoy that. So, those mouse pads and cum socks will actually pretty sell. Not gonna lie.
Nah. Did y'all know about the Viper voice line that they removed? She used to just say cum in like a very, very sus way. She's just like, just rant. Oh, no, don't do that, dude. I'm not even repeating the sentence. Never mind.
No. No. I mean, bro.
I mean, see, like, be like Apex, dude. They're not ashamed at all. Like, look at Loba. They're just like, fuck it, just put it out there. They're like, they don't care. They're not going to remove anything about her. Who plays Apex regularly? Have you all heard that weird Ash moaning sound when you get onto the dropship? That one voice line of Ash? Dude, once it randomly played, I kid you not, I got scared, dude. I was like, what the fuck did I just hear?
Yeah, dude.
It's literally... Loba.
Imagine. Dude, imagine having, you know, a Loba fucking mousepad too, dude. Instead of a fucking tits on that fucking thing, it's like an actual fucking ass. So, just imagine, like, some people, you know, like, actually, like, having...
Some people are doing that already. Like, they don't... Not, they're not imagining...
No, but like
there's a reason people play Loba, dude. That's it.
Yeah, it's like people are actually like, you know.
By people, I mean Bishop. Where is he?
Dude, imagine like Bishop plays fucking Apex, and he plays Watson, by the way, Watson main, and that the first line is, "Papa, you know you're proud of me, Papa." You know, it's like one of the fucking best things that Bishop could ever, you know, hear about. I don't know, man. Anyway, hey, TSM, sponsor that Cumsock and like that fucking, you know, Sage and fucking Reyna mousepad. Dude, it's gonna be fucking banger. Anyway, anything that you guys
very literally.
Anything that you guys still want to like, fucking talk about? Because I, you know, I'm kind of fucking fried, so I don't know anything. Hey, Sherville, when's the next Gamba stream, man?
I don't know, bro. Maybe tonight. We'll see. Every weekend, bro.
Gamba ding dong.
Until I lose a lot of money.
This guy spends money on gambling and Valorant skins.
That's a doubling down on loss.
Yeah,
I don't want to speak about the Valorant skins. Dude. They're just fucking.
They're so fucking expensive. It's insane. Then
you open Valorant and then somehow just money like automatically just leaves your account and then you're fucking broke, dude. Wait. I just cannot.
Okay, how much is an actual Valorant skin?
I spent $25 on a shitty skin.
I'm out yesterday. Of this conversation.
25.
I'm one skin.
Well, like, you look at a good skin on CSGO, like a fucking, I don't know, like a good AK
really
skin.
Well made.
That shit's gonna cost the same price as a Valor skin. The Valor skin actually looks 10 times better. It's like, I'm happy
like
to
spend those finishes and stuff. Yeah. No, not gonna cost the same. Like, dude, the skins that go up to like $1,000 and shit, like, doing nothing. Mm.
This way,
but it's also fucking... like you actually, but you can actually sell it and get money back, unlike Valorant. And Riot does the shitty thing of like telling you how much you spent on the game, and I was like, fuck.
I should make some fucking game. Sell skins for $10,000.
I spent $120 on a fucking spear in Apex.
What the fuck?
What?
Did you get the Valk?
Heirloom?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Listen, I got the Rampart heirloom, so I think mine's worse.
What's Rampart?
Stop complaining, Jesus. $120?
Yeah.
Wait, how
rough.
Okay.
But I kinda like it.
It's good.
What's
just like, a fucking spear?
What's the highest amount on a game that you've actually spent? Because, dude, I have like a guy in my chat right now that plays Genshin Impact, and he fucking wailed like fucking around $2,000.
Oh, that ain't nothing. I spent $3,000 AUD on League of Legends over 6 years, so I lost all those skins because I got permabanned.
Hey, I feel bad about myself. Nice.
Is AUD more or less than USD?
It's actually
less. Less.
No, I'm kidding.
No. Australian dollar is, I don't know, the US conversion.
It's probably like, maybe like 2k USD.
It's probably like $2.
1.9, 1.8k, I don't know.
Is there a way
over like 6-7 years.
Is there a way to check that? Because I think I spent maybe like 1,000 in League
as
well.
You can check.
Yeah, you can check.
I don't know how you can, but you could check.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Most I've spent was on that $25 skin. That's the most I've ever spent.
Mine is on Valorant.
Dude.
It's, I don't know, how much is that rate? I think USD, it should be around 700.
Yeah, in USD, I think I spent like around 500.
Maybe 600 or 700 would be mine. I mean, I was discussing with someone, I think it comes up to like around 780 Canadian dollars. So I don't know what's the conversion.
Now that I think of it, I feel bad about spending on games now. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I do too.
Dude, someone brought up about September, by the way. Are you guys excited to increase, like, your subs? But, you know.
Oh, everyone in Frank's, did y'all know that y'all can sub free with something called Prime Gaming?
Yeah, but...
Use it now, dude. What are you doing?
Yeah, Prime... I mean, to me, right?
And so... it's September, dude.
Dude, so to me, I stopped caring about subs and pretty much like follows and everything. I'm gonna tell you why. So recently, right? I mean, to me, I just like, I don't stream much, and I'm like a, let's be honest, I'm like a 2 fucking hour streamer. 3 stretching it. But like, I don't even like ask or, because I used to ask a lot. And I used to ask for like primers, gifters, subbers, and everything, right? But nowadays I stop caring about it, not because of what I bring, but because I don't want anyone to just like be forced to actually, you know, not just like give something, but like sub, you know what I mean? I don't want to have like that, those like people feel guilty because,
hey, you know, you don't have like $5 to like, you know, this is like free entertainment that I'm actually giving you. So, you know, dude, like, I don't know. Nowadays I don't necessarily like care about it anymore. Not because it's also not my full-time job, but because, dude, like, you come here, like, let's say you spend like 10 minutes, at least I'll give you like 10 minutes of entertainment, and that's free. So, you know, I'll just run an ad maybe, so I earn like 1 cent. But other than that, dude.
I don't think you should ever take streaming as like a job, man. Like, always take it as a, you know, it's a hobby. It's something you enjoy doing.
It's something, yeah, exactly. Like a breaks the monotony.
Yeah, and like fucking subs cost for us. Like, the worst part about Twitch is like how subs work. So like here, I spend $8 AUD for a sub, which equates to like $6, which makes no fucking sense because US people spend $5 on a sub. So it's like, hello, like kind of getting scammed on fucking region. But like, yeah, like, I realize I spent way too much money on Twitch, and like I don't know, I have this mindset like, oh, it's $8, doesn't matter, it's pretty much like, you know, I'm shouting a beer, you know, I'm giving someone like a beer, you know, it's kind of like that type of vibe. But like, hey, Loki, shit costs too much. So yeah, I don't know,
dude,
it is what it is.
Okay,
they actually made it like regional wise, they made it cheaper, at least for like India.
Yeah,
like when that they are like introduced
dollar US, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yeah, like 110. That's so crazy. I mean, like, yeah, so,
yeah, when Bishop tier 3,
maybe like $2, I guess. No, not even two, dude. Shit, less than two.
Yeah, I remember Bishop using a tier 3 sub to me, and it was like $2 US. So I was like, bro, just keep your money, get your free entertainment. Hey, if you need a sub on my channel, I'll even gift you. You know what I mean? Because dude, even like on other countries, bro, I know Sherpo. Correct me if I'm wrong, but like, if you sub to a channel and you're, you know, you have like an Australian credit card or like you're from Australia, it's like 10 AUD. That's practically like almost either a beer or breakfast.
Well, it's 8 AUD, so it's like 5.9 US or some shit, depending on, you know, the day. But yeah, I don't know, like, it's, if you wanna, I feel like this Twitch should just make it, you know, the same price everywhere, no matter what. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I understand, like, there are poorer countries that, you know, a lot of people can't sub, and they want to, you know, sub for cheaper. I guess, like, that's why they do it. But, bruh, like, you're going to compare, like, two fucking first world countries, and you're going to make fucking Australia pay more for subs. Like, hello, you fucking, you're taking the piss, cunt. Like, nah, it's rough.
Yeah, but, and then someone made the good point. Immortal Code said September for some countries that are poorer, but doesn't mean US gets less. Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, hell yeah, brother. I'm right here in America. You know, like, it, even then, right? So to me, a sub causes around $8 Canadian, basically. That's with tax, by the way. So practically, you're taxing me like my breakfast. So, you know, like, just imagine, like, how people, you know, go through with, yeah, like, their subs, right? And, dude, I'm not, again, if you sub, I'm not saying I don't appreciate it. Like, I really do. But my thing is, if you sub, hey, maybe use your Twitch Prime to MXGD. You know,
I agree. I agree.
You know what I mean? Enjoyable content, fucking Valorant streamer. Hey, go for it. You know what I mean? So, hey, yeah. Anyway, anything else? I think that's pretty much it, man. I don't know.
I mean, what did you?
What
did you ask? What kind of merch would you sell?
Yeah,
yeah. He is gonna sell a cock.
Cum socks. Yeah, exactly.
Cum socks and fucking.
Yeah.
You know,
merch is the cringiest shit ever. I'd never sell anything ever. Ever.
Wait till you get big one day, brother.
Okay. So long, if...
not more than how much merch?
Money you make from fucking merch, bro.
No. I not so much as merch, but I don't mind like having a hand in, like, designing the, like, more than merch. It just could be like designs that I have made, you know?
Yeah.
Like, basically, that is merch, but that won't have like a logo or a name. Like, I love, like, crew necks and hoodies, so I would do that, I guess.
Yeah.
Actually, it depends how much money I get, actually.
A lot of, like, revenue raised from, like, Twitch people or, like, YouTubers is from merch. Look at Nelk Boys, bro. They make all their money just from merch. It's fucked.
Yeah. Make it once in, like, 1 year, you're good.
Dude, okay, hear me out. It's not about the cum socks or, like, whatever, right? Or the flashlights, mouse pads, whatever. Dude, like, I mean, imagine, like, you know, you have a fucking, whatchamacallit, a champion hoodie, and you can sell it for around 100-something bucks. And it's a great design, you know, pretty much everyone could buy it, readily available with their sizes, you know, if you're, like, extra, extra, extra small. Or, like, you know, for some people, you know, they're kind of, like, big. You know, they have, like, 5x XL. Bro, like, just imagine, like, it's made by Champion. And, you know, it's not like other people's, like, merch that you wash it. And, you know, it's gone for, like, not for forever. But, like, it's not, like, the same as the one that you, the same quality as the one you originally bought. You know what I mean? So... Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that would be good, you know?
For me, I think if it's, like, a decent price, it looks good, it has a good quality, I would buy it. Like, I don't care if it has a logo or not. It just needs to look good.
Yeah, agree. Okay. Anyway, that's it, by the way, for the podcast. Thank you guys for coming. I really do appreciate it.
It's always great being here.
Yeah,
again.
Thank you, Frank.
No wiggle jokes this time.
Yeah.
We made it through.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, I didn't bring up the thing, you know, MX, but maybe you could...
Shout out to PE teachers.
Shout out to PE teachers, you know what I mean? But maybe you could...
Real heroes.
Yeah, real heroes, you know. Maybe you could tweet someone for me and then say, you know, it's me. I don't know. But... Yo, follow MXGD on Twitch. Dude, honestly, one of the better contents out there, you know, Valorant. And, you know, his just chatting content is actually pretty good. You know, so follow him. Follow MX freaking GD. Follow twitch.tv/ShervoTV. Bro, he's not just gonna make you happy because, you know, he's gonna make you feel all this good stuff about yourself with self-improvement quotes, but he's gonna actually make you get it twisted. No, I'm kidding, but he's actually one of the better streamers that, you know, that I like on the platform. But please do follow twitch.tv/ShareableTV. Twitch,
thank you very much, man.
twitch.tv/Grievexus or Grievous. Bro, honestly, dude, one of the things that I actually like on, like, his fucking thing is he actually does good just chatting, and when he has time, he does, you know, watch parties of, like, UFC. So if you're into fucking UFC, even if you can't relate to it, go for it. Or if you want to watch Tenami of, like, hentai porn, no, I'm kidding, he doesn't do it. But, you know, follow twitch.tv/Grievexus. twitch.tv/GonSolo_. Bro, honestly, you know, one of the humblest guys that I've ever seen. And, dude, he, you know, he's actually one of the people that I like watching to, like, just, like, chill and then watch his gameplay. You know, he's a real guy, and, hey, Salam. So, hey, guys, much love. I appreciate you, boys, and...
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll see you guys on the next one. Oh, who's streaming?
He just watches Apex Spawn. No, short.
MX has been streaming for the past 2 hours. I think yeah. He might actually need the host for Luki.
Okay.
That boy down bad.
Yeah, so... Yeah, we'll raid MX, because I haven't raided MX for a long time. So, yeah, guys, follow the cast. It's amazing cast, and much love, boys. Very XUCL.
Thank you, everyone.
I love you, boys. Peace. Bye.
Peace. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nice meeting you all. Bye-bye.
Bye. Love you, boys. Bye.